story is told of two boys who went out one day to gather walnuts. They went to a grove where the nuts were very plentiful, and each boy proceeded to fill his pocket. They found they didn't have enough. Then each boy went to work and filled his blouse full. Still they didn't have enough, and the boys then tied strings around the bottom of their trousers' legs and filled the whole thing full. That's all they could possibly carry, and they started for home. They had agreed to divide equally the nuts they had gathered, and were looking for a shady place in which to perform the task of dividing them, and the only tree they could see was one which stood just inside the high wall which surrounded the graveyard. It was necessary for the boys to climb over the wall, and in getting over, one boy dropped two walnuts out of his pocket. The other one called his attention to them, but the first one replied, "Oh, never mind, leave them alone. We'll get them when we come out. I guess they won't run away." They went in, dumped all the walnuts in a pile under the tree, and started to sort them out in this manner. The first boy saying, "I'll take this one." The second one following with, "I'll take this one. I'll take this one. I'll take this one. I'll take this one. I'll take this one." An old colored man happening along down the road and hearing the voices inside the wall, stopped and listened. "I'll take this one. I'll 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 take this one."
"Oh, God, this ain't no place for this here nigger."
And down the road he went as fast as he could run, pitty-pat, 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 till he met a man, one with whom he was acquainted, a white man. The old fellow rushed up to him with eyes as big as saucers and exclaimed,
"Mas Chan, Mas Chan, just come past the graveyard up yonder, and I hear the Lord and the devil in there dividing up the folks."
"Why, Uncle Abe, what is the matter with you? What is the matter with you?"
"Oh, God, Mas Chan, I was telling you the truth. I heard him in there, and they was a picking him out in this way. They was a saying, 'I'll take this one, I'll 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 take this one.'"
"Why, you poor old fellow, you're crazy, you're crazy, you're crazy."
"No, no, Master Dan, I hit him, oh God, I did. If you come back with me, I'll show you how he was."
So back they went. They stopped outside the wall where the old man had heard the voices. They listened. The voices were going on. "I'll take this one, I'll 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 take this one."
"Master Dan, Master Dan, does you hear him? Does you hear him?" "Yes, yes, you old fool, I do."
"I'll take this one, I'll take this one, I'll take this one, I'll take this one, I'll take this one. There, that's all of them. Now we'll get the two outside the fence and we'll have them all." And they tell me that the white man beat the nigger running.